You may not know it, but Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. Because of that, I'm going to divide it up, actually. Rather than meditate and read the whole psalm this morning, I'm going to take just the first 40 verses, divide it into four sections so that I can highlight several different aspects of Psalm 119. And our purpose today is just to give a little slice so that as you sing Psalm 119, you can sing with understanding and recognize the blessings that God gives to us. So listen as I read Psalm 119, verses 1 through 40. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep Your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all Your commandments. I will praise You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. I will keep Your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to Your word. With my whole heart I have sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against You. Blessed are You, O Lord. Teach me Your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of Your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Your precepts and contemplate Your ways. I will delight myself in Your statutes. I will not forget Your word. Deal bountifully with Your servant, that I may live and keep Your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from Your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide Your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for Your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed who stray from Your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept Your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but Your servant meditates on Your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to Your word. I have declared my ways, and You answered me. Teach me Your statutes. Make me understand the way of Your precepts. So shall I meditate on Your wonderful works. My soul melts with heaviness. Strengthen me according to Your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me Your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to Your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of Your commandments, for You shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep Your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of Your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to Your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in Your way. Establish Your word to Your servant, who is devoted to fearing You. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for Your judgments are good. Behold, I long for Your precepts. Revive in me Your righteousness. That's just the first several portions of Psalm 119. As I said, it goes on quite a while. It's well known as a Hebrew poem that is divided up into 22 different sections. In fact, your Bible might have those sections demonstrated with something of a break, and then these little words that introduce them, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, those are Hebrew letters, And each of these different paragraphs starts with a different Hebrew letter. So it goes A, B, C, D, only with those Hebrew letters, and it goes through the alphabet. And each paragraph starts with that letter. You might have also recognized that this is a psalm that is especially about God's Word. It uses several different terms to describe that. The words statutes, commandments, precepts, word, all of them are directing your attention to what God has given to us in His law, His written word, the Bible. It's a psalm that praises God for that. As I said, I want to divide this so we give good attention to it. And since our purpose is just to meditate, I've chosen out four different aspects to highlight on four different psalm meditations. Today I want to highlight the law and the gospel as it's seen in Psalm 119. This is just a brief meditation, so I'm not going to go very deep. But I want you to notice that there is a very common misconception that is illustrated by this psalm. The common misconception is that the saints in the Old Testament were under law, while the New Testament are under grace. That the Old Testament saints gained their salvation by obedience to the law, while New Testament believers gain their salvation by the work of Jesus Christ. I call that a misconception because of the unity that we see in all of the Bible that sees salvation coming to all believers, both in the Old and the New Testament, as coming only by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I want to demonstrate that from Psalm 119 by showing you how the law and faith, or the law and gospel, go hand in hand in this psalm. When you look at this psalm, you'll see that obedience rests on the blessing of God's initiative towards us. Listen to these representative verses. I have rejoiced in your way, in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches, says verse 14. Verse 16, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Verse 16. Or verse 24, your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. And it goes on from there. In this section, you'll notice that there are many times that the psalmist says, I long to know your word. I delight to do it. That's expressing a person who is motivated by love, rather than motivated by duty or motivated by merit. Do you catch the significance there? If your salvation is based on doing what is right, then you may have a certain level of delight in God's word, but it would be expressed in this way. I love and I keep your word, and by it, you owe me salvation. Oh Lord, I've kept your law, so be good to me. But that's not what this psalm describes. Instead, it shows someone who is motivated by love because God has brought salvation to us. That's true for those in the Old Testament who sang this psalm. They knew that the law could not bring them to salvation. In fact, in the New Testament, it says quite clearly that the law drives us to Christ. As you sing this psalm and as you meditate on the law, think about how it leads you to consider what Jesus has done for you. The law as a schoolmaster, if you are saved by your obedience, it drives you to say, God, I can't do that. I need a redeemer. And so you see this psalm asking God, revive me in your righteousness, in verse 40. And incline my heart to your testimonies, in verse 36. Again, just representatives. Read through this portion again and you'll see how much it rests on the presence of faith that gives rise then to obedience to the law. You can also flip this misconception on its head. And just briefly again, it goes like this. The New Testament saints are under grace and not under the law, so obedience, it is said by this misconception, is optional. It's cool to add on to salvation by grace. But you don't get that perspective anywhere in Scripture, and Psalm 119 doesn't give that perspective either. When you love God, when you're loved by Him, and when you trust in Christ, there's salvation that is brought to you by faith and by faith alone. But that faith doesn't stand alone. It produces this liveliness of obedience. It produces a fruitful life that, yes, does indeed delight in God's Word. And it's not something that's optional. It's not something that is a cool add-on. It's something that is a vital part of the Christian experience and the Christian life. So obedience comes from a heart that is seeking the Lord, says Psalm 119. Because of this, we store God's Word in our heart. We bless the Lord and meditate on His Word. We delight in that. Again, that doesn't sound like someone who is striving for salvation by his obedience. And neither does it sound like one who thinks obedience is optional. It has that idea of a lively faith that gives rise to obedience. Those two are knit together in Psalm 119 and in the experience of the Christian life. So meditate on Psalm 119 throughout this month and in the coming days. Meditate on how God has set you free from the penalty of sin and set you free from its power so that you can obey Him from the heart. Let's respond by singing a portion of it. We'll sing the first selection in your Psalters under Psalm 119 is Psalm 119a. Psalm 119a, and I invite you to please stand to praise God.